Oh, God.
Welcome to Highly Questionable. I'm Dan Levitard. That was Pablo Torre and his neck. That crack was very loud. Mina Kimes is here as well. Let's get started. Good God, man.
Do you buy Paul Pierce's reasoning for leaving LeBron out of his all-time top five?
You would think that necessity being the mother of invention, that in these difficult content times, creative sports gas bags would come up with good topics on their own to talk about. And the most creative thing we can do is top five lists. It's Dan Orlovsky saying Carson Wentz is in his top five. It is Stephen A. Smith saying that Russell Westbrook would be one of his top five players he would start a franchise with. And now, in this particular stupid splitting of hairs, Paul Pierce lumbers into the mix saying that LeBron James is not in his personal all-time top five. And what is so wonderful about that is that Paul Pierce, who is excellent at what he did for a living, though not as excellent as LeBron James, Paul Pierce, more than LeBron James, confuses me more than any athlete I've ever seen score in that league, because he doesn't seem like he's particularly athletic, but he is saying this specifically and exclusively because LeBron James ended the relevant Paul Pierce era in basketball. The most relevant Paul Pierce was after getting stabbed, after playing with Antoine Walker, was when he joined with his big three. And this is absolutely spiteful jealousy about LeBron's big three being bigger than his big three.
And it's also kind of backwards jealousy, because if I'm a political advisor to Paul Pierce in this case, the take he should actually use, Dan, is to say that LeBron James is by far the best, because that's why I, Paul Pierce, lost. That's the only way I could have lost to this guy who is, in fact, Zeus reincarnate. But he didn't do that. And he didn't do that because athletes in general are wildly overrated when it comes to their objective analysis of talent and skill. There are many, many things in the realm of athletics that I cannot do that the worst NBA player ever can. There is no doubt about that. I didn't need to say that. People already made that judgment when my face flashed on the screen. But when you look at all-star balloting, right? All-star balloting is the experiment we run every year. In 2020, this year, 38% of NBA players left LeBron James off of their all-star ballots entirely. That's because they are wildly biased and corrupt. Not entirely categorically dissimilar from journalists, but certainly to a degree that lowers the high horse that they like to claim they sit on.
I'm going to really try to engage with Paul Pierce's take here, because I went back and listened to his reasoning, and I think he means it. I want to start by saying that I don't believe this is trolling. I think he is speaking in good faith. His logic is that you cannot be a top five elite player unless you've built a team or you're arriving at a team that doesn't already have a tradition of success. And yet he includes Kobe and Bird, and I'm pretty sure he's familiar with how those teams did before those players got there. His definition of building a team is also extremely narrow. You have to be first. Actually, still not true with Kobe. But when he said that, it struck me, it seems to me, not to be, you know, an armchair psychologist, or I guess a wheelchair psychologist, since we're talking about Paul Pierce, it seems to me that he has reverse engineered this definition based on his own career and how things went in Boston, which is probably not the best standard to use to evaluate other athletes, to Pablo's point.
Mina brought up the wheelchair, and I think that has to be the lens we view every opinion Paul Pierce has, because Paul Pierce, lest we forget, came out on television during the NBA Finals. And on the anniversary of that Lazarus wheelchair game, he said that the reason he needed the wheelchair was because he pooped himself. And then, not only that, a couple of hours later that same night, he then clarified or attempted to, with a bunch of like hashtagged emojis, which aren't even possible given Twitter technology, to say, actually, you guys are all haters. The only thing I pooped on was the Lakers. Ha ha ha. But the point is, everybody only thinks of that now as the time Paul Pierce pooped himself. Like, is that a self-own? Is that a brilliant act of self-marketing? I don't know. All I know is that Paul Pierce, maybe accidentally, but definitively, is now the guy who pooped himself.
That took a turn I was not expecting. Mina, you had the same reaction I did, right? When Pablo said that people made their assessments as soon as his face came on the screen. It wasn't his whole face. They stopped at the mustache. It was just the mustache. And they're like, oh, yes, this guy doesn't know anything about sports. Nothing.
Pablo also threw in a corrupt to describe All-Star voting. Really just kept
weird.
I would like to now journalistically retract that allegation of corrupt.
Yeah,
but I would like to note that people definitely stopped giving me credibility at my eyeballs. The mustache was like the backstop safety net, but the eyeballs, this part, that's all they needed.
Coming up next on my Soul Stevie show.
Like, you know, LeBron's going to be like, ooh, sorry, can't pass you the ball, Jared Dudley, because I might get coronavirus if it comes back to me. Yes. I'm going to have to take this shot myself.
GEICO gets you access to licensed agents 24/7, which means that GEICO is always there for you. If only everyone was always there for you. Like your mom, when you fill out really, really important paperwork on the first day of a new job.
Name, check. Birthday, Social Security, is that a thing? Hey, mom, what is my Social Security number? Mom? Mom? Okay, let's guess. 0017. Oh, Gemini. Hashtag done.
GEICO. Always there for you with savings and 24/7 access to licensed agents.
Foot odor throwing you off your game? Stick to a winning game plan with Odor Eaters, featuring three advanced odor and wetness fighters. The lineup provides long-lasting odor control plus more to keep your feet on their game.
Odor Eaters powder provides outstanding moisture control. Clear drying spray is the MVP in preventing athlete's foot, while insoles work continuously to manage wetness while adding a layer of comfort. Pick up today at Walmart, Target, CVS, Dollar General, or other fine retailers.
Odor Eaters. Destroy foot odor with the best in odor defense.
Does it make sense to you that players will be able to leave the NBA bubble once the season resumes?
All right, so this is from Jared Dudley, and it makes a lot of sense for the NBA because it's partners with ESPN to end up in some place like Disney World. Jared Dudley has been on some of these conference calls with Adam Silver, and incidentally, by the way, the way these players trust Adam Silver is much different than the football counterpart that they have in Roger Goodell. But Jared Dudley's involved with some of the decision-making, some of the details, and he says – players are going to be able to come and go from the bubble. They're just going to have to be checked when they return. And if they are indeed positive, then they can't play, which makes me think that they're not going to be leaving the bubble very much. Not just because you don't want one of these Carl Anthony Towns situations where you're going home, being with your family, not realizing that you're contagious, but this is a very difficult plan. All of it is very complicated. And my guess is, like Jared Dudley said, LeBron James and Anthony Davis, players you cannot lose, a Greek freak, they're not going to be going outside the bubble or the campus very much.
In the immortal words of Krusty the Clown, he said the quiet part loud and the loud part quiet, right? Like, everyone knows, sure, some players will probably leave, but they have to be careful. And when they do, if they do it casually, as he kind of suggests, they will strain an already strained testing system. It's not like they can leave, come back, get their wrists stamped, and then just go on their way. This is not a music festival. It's not COVID-cella. This is a very complicated system. Yeah. And while I feel increasingly confident that the NBA can or is going to try to make this work, comments like that make me dubious, right? Because the players have to take it very seriously for it to work, not just because they would be posing a risk to each other or the competition, but to literally every other person involved in getting this thing off the ground.
Yeah, this isn't COVID-cella. I just hope it's not Firefest. And this is how this all falls apart, is when players don't take this seriously. The last thing, Dan, you mentioned the relationship, the alliance, really, the political alliance that Adam Silver has with superstars. That's so unique. The way that falls apart is when the NBA is forced into a position of monitoring players' movements, of truly doing something that infringes on the closest thing to their civil liberties that has come up in sports. This is going to get really dicey if the players themselves don't take it seriously, and they are forcing the authority figure, so to speak, to be the bad guys. But the reason Jared Dudley is speaking out about this, beyond his very transparent desire to be a media person, which I salute, by the way, it's because finally, for the first time in NBA history, there is bench privilege. The scrubs have a privilege that the superstars do not. You're right. LeBron James and Anthony Davis cannot possibly leave because that would torpedo the entire playoff fortune of the Lakers. But if you're Jared Dudley or if you're Quinn Cook, yeah, you might try and get in and out because if you lose them, maybe it's not so bad.
They're going to be on the rides. There are going to be so many NBA players that are going to start up those Disney rides. The guys, the 19 and the 20-year-olds are going to be on, like, is there still a Mr. Toad's Wild Ride or the teacups or whatever? They're going to be flying with the Avatar.
Can you imagine Dion Waiters on Space Mountain by himself?
By the way, I do love the idea of having to insulate the stars from their own teammates. Like, you know, LeBron's going to be like, ooh, sorry, can't pass you the ball, Jared Dudley, because I might get coronavirus if it comes back to me. Yes. I'm going to have to take this shot myself. I should have done James Harden there. Why did I do LeBron?
Though we're apart these days, we're sharing more. So, at Geico, we'd like to say thanks. Thanks for sharing your savage dance moves. Thanks for sharing your DIY haircut fails. Thanks for sharing your inner lip sync star. Now, it's our turn to share with the Geico Give Back, a 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies for current and new customers. Because we're committed for the long haul, the 15% credit lasts your full policy term. Visit geico.com/giveback for more info and eligibility. Napa
Know How. Father's Day knickknacks, that funny mug, ironic tie, or worse, IOU coupon books. It's time to get yourself something you want, Dad, like a Craftsman half-inch corded impact wrench for $99.99. It's the perfect gift to give to yourself. And while you're here, don't forget to shop all our great deals on Craftsman tools. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know How. Napa Know How. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer ends 6/30/20.
The New York Post reported that NASA has found evidence of parallel universes where time is backwards. The validity of that claim has since been hotly contested on nerd Twitter. You guys are all nerds. Do you believe that there are multiple timelines?
Oh my God. Okay, so this question is great for a number of reasons. Normally, in the history of ESPN, Pablo would be the authority here in terms of time spent thinking about multiverses, but he finishes in second place on this particular show.
That's right.
Because Mina Kimes speaks of multiverses all the time. Now, weird things are happening during this pandemic, right? We've got a situation where the Pentagon has told you, yes, UFOs, we've seen them, and we just sort of kept going, moving past that. There are reports every couple of weeks, hey, a giant asteroid bigger than Earth is just miles away from destroying Earth, but isn't going to do it. We just walked past this one. But this news, Mina, this news here is crazy. How excited were you when you heard about this?
So the theory or the argument based on some scientific stuff happening in Antarctica that I won't get into, but I definitely understand, is that while time is advancing as it normally does, we are simultaneously moving backwards. It's all happening at once. Do I believe this? Yes. We just spent 5 minutes talking about whether LeBron James is elite. The discourse is absolutely moving in two directions at the same time. And by the way, I love that this was published in the New York Post, which also published a column about this show making fun of Tom Brady. Get you a newspaper that does both.
I too am willing to go on this ride entirely because I don't know if you guys believe in this. I actually want to hear from you. I believe in deja vu. I do. And if I'm opening my third eye real wide open, like maybe in Antarctica is the key to why I constantly feel like stuff is happening to me that's already happened before.
On his social media, Chad Ochocinco helping local business.
All right, so Ochocinco was one of the first athletes ever to partake in social media, help make it popular, have an enormous following. And with that following and the money he's made in sports, he gives a good amount of money away. And here during a pandemic, this is how he tips. He videotapes himself all the time, ever the narcissist, of course, but doing good things while being the narcissist. Look at this. This is vanity, but it's also charity.
Kristen. My servant name is Kristen. Pretty dope. You guys know that they had these machines at Applebee's? Wait, I'm at Applebee's, right? Yeah, Applebee's. It's still going.
It's not gonna stop.
It's here, it keeps going too?
It will keep going, yeah.
Alright, cool. When my finger gets, when my finger cramps, that's when I'll stop.
As nice as that is. I'm gonna go this way.
Wait, let's make sure it goes through.
Are you serious right now?
It's going slow. It might be fine.
Monday, they processed that.
It worked?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, it worked.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure.
And there you go. $1,000 tip on a $30. Of course, that's the Applebee's bill. Pablo, are you intrigued?
I don't know if you guys heard this, but I also want to be so rich that I forgot that I'm at an Applebee's when I'm at an Applebee's. There's a question in there about that. I am intrigued, though, because I don't play offense like this, Dan. I don't post screenshots of the tips I leave. I'm just a 20% guy to begin with. But I am a 20% guy to begin with for defense, because the small morsel of celebrity that I have, I just don't want to be that guy who someone else screenshots. I just need to make sure I am always above
board. But you do it with the bare minimum. See, I feel that same pressure, but I overtip because of that same pressure. Mina, how about you? Are you intrigued?
I saw people kind of giving him crap for taking credit for it. First of all, this is Chad Ochocinco. He literally changed his name to a number. Do you not think he's going to want to motivate attention for this? But also, we are all like this, right? Like, everybody wants attention for doing good things. Just the other day, I did my husband's laundry, and I took a photo of it and texted it to him because I needed validation before he got home.
I will admit, actually, now that we think about this, I'm not going to screenshot the tips I leave, but I will absolutely wait until the cashier is making eye contact with me before I drop the money into the jar.
I do need to establish that. Starbucks, yes.
You see how generous I am, right? You see me giving because I have not given if you do not see me give.
Correct.
I always drop it in a way to make sure the coins tinkle.
Oh, wow. You make it loud. That is so not surprising that you would be generally passive, but loud on the gift giving front.
And by the way, there is no cashier in history who hears the tinkling sound of coins and is like, ah, yes, generosity.
That's all the time that we have. Between these two, we have two podcasts that you should check out. Unfortunately, that does not mean that they each have podcasts. Pablo has zero. Mina has two. ESPN Daily and the Mina Kimes Show with Lenny. Check out both those podcasts. Again, Pablo has nothing available for you.
Hello.
This is a green juice. This is a green juice. And by the way, Dan, actually, this is the Vitamix you gave me as my wedding gift, continuing to provide intestinal regularity in these trying times.
Nice.